man begrub ihn im Gebiet seines Erbteils in Timnath-Serach, das im Gebirge Ephraims liegt, nördlich vom Berg Gash. 31.
Okay. Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had known all the works of the Lord which he had done in Israel.
А Йосипові кості, як Ізраїлеві сини винесли були з Єгипту, поховали в Сихемі на ділянці поля, що купив був Яків від синів Гамора, Сихемового батька, за 100 кестів.
Und Eliasa, der Sohn Aarons, starb, und sie begruben ihn auf dem Hügel seines Sohnes Pinhas, der ihm auf dem Gebirge Ephraim gegeben worden war.
Mhm. Amen. Oh Lord Jesus, Amen. Da. 14, 15 nochmal. Für so fürchtet nun den Herrn und dient ihm in Aufrichtigkeit und Treue und tut die Götter weg, denen eure Väter jenseits des Stroms und in Ägypten gedient haben, und dient dem Herrn. Ist es aber übel in euren Augen, dem Herrn zu dienen, dann erwählt euch heute, wen ihr dienen wollt. Entweder den Göttern, denen eure Väter gedient haben, als sie noch jenseits des Stroms waren, oder den Göttern der Amoriter, in deren Land ihr wohnt. Ich aber und mein Haus, wir wollen dem Herrn dienen. Amen. Oh, Herr Jesus. Amen.
Vers 1 und Josa versammelte alle Stämme Israels nach Sichem und berief die Ältesten Israels, seine Häupter, seine Richter und seine Aufseher, und sie traten vor Gott.
Der Oste, bevor Gott. Amen.
Sie traten vor Gott.
Amen. Yeah.
They presented themselves before God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Yes, they presented themselves before God. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
А тепер бійтеся Господа і служіть йому в новинності та правді.
Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Which verse?
It's 14, the first 14. Half. First half. Or maybe
here,
in German, the grammar is backwards. So
no, it's the same. It's the same.
Dient ihm in Aufrichtigkeit und Treue.
Serve him sincerity and truth. And put away
the
gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. In 16, 16, тоже. So the people answered and said, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord and serve other gods. For the Lord our God is he who brought us out and our fathers up out to the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who did those great things in our sight, and preserved us in all the way that we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, including the Amorites who dwelt in the land. We also will serve the Lord, for He is our God. Amen. Ja.
Und warum sagt dann Josua, ihr könnt dem Herrn nicht dienen?
Ja, er begründet es ja. For He is a holy God. He is jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions.
Aber er sagt doch, er stellt sie doch vor die Entscheidung, weißt, dem Herrn zu dienen oder den Göttern zu dienen.
Mhm.
Und dann sagen sie ja, wir wollen Gott dienen. Und dann sagt er, aber ihr könnt Gott nicht dienen.
Ja, weil er weiß, dass die Götter nicht wegnehmen. Und beides geht nicht.
Und das она спрашивала, почему Иисус Навин сказал, вы не можете слушать Господа. И он говорит, Господь есть такой, есть jealous, да,
зависть.
Да. И Иисус Навин знал, что они не будут, they will not leave their They will try to serve both, and this will not work with our God.
And you want me to translate? Tell me, because for me, it's all one language. And I understand, and I think that she understands, because I understand in English and in Ukrainian the same way. So I forget that you're not speaking Ukrainian and that she not cannot understand.
Okay, so I should just English talk English to you?
Or tap me and tell me to translate or something.
Okay.
Хорошо. When you need me to translate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she I think it will be the best, because we all can also speak in English and he can translate in Korean.
Yeah, this would be the easiest.
Yeah, I also thought so.
Okay,
yeah, but she has something. She has something before I start.
Okay, yeah. It's okay, I tell you in English and you translate. Yeah.
Wow.
Verse 20 is also an answer.
That's not English.
Why? Yeah. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then He will turn and do you harm and consume you after He has done you good. Fazit.
Nachdem
er euch Gutes getan hat. Oh, Gott.
Das Volk antwortete Josua, nein, sondern dem Herrn wollen wir dienen.
Amen. And the people said to Joshua, no, but we will serve the Lord. Amen. Yes. So Joshua said to the people, 22, you are witnesses against yourself, that you have chosen the Lord for yourself to serve Him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now therefore, he said, put away all the foreign gods which are among you, and incline your heart to the Lord God of Israel. Amen.
This is real terrible testimony to the people that after so many years they still have strange gods.
Foreign gods.
Yes. Very strange. Yeah. Foreign gods.
Це справді має щось сказати про тих людей, що скільки часу пройшло, і в них все-таки після того, як вони всього це бачили, бачити, як Бог їх спасає. Mm-hmm. І далі, далі має це.
Now Joshua is 110 years old. So he went many years with this people.
Він з ними вже 110 років.
Mm-hmm. And he always saw that they have their own gods.
Далі є.
And they are entering the land with the might of the Lord. And they preserve their own gods.
It's really terrible.
Jetzt ins gute Land eingenommen. Und haben die fremde Götter dabei.
Was für fremde Götter?
Alle mögliche.
Die hatten dann von dem Volk Götter angenommen.
No, actually, they even had the gods who served even from Abraham.
Yeah.
The gods who served Abraham and Nahor.
Verse 14, no.
Or even verse 2, yeah?
Yeah.
Starting, shall I steal?
Wait, what? Gods that served Abraham?
No, the Abraham even and his family served gods, and they still kept the same gods from Abraham the whole time.
Why did I never heard this? Why did
he says it.
Abraham had gods.
Yeah, they were
before.
They were in war area, and they were idolatry. They served many gods.
Okay. And they were pagans.
And they put out some.
And they still had some gods, even
his servants and all his family members.
Yeah, actually, maybe he himself did not leave all these gods.
Короче, що сталося, то що в них.
Schon krass.
Die hatten immer noch die Götter. Durch die ganze Wüste.
Jetzt selbst zum Beispiel die Rebecca zum Beispiel hatte ja auch ihren Gott gehabt, ja, auf den sie dann versteckt hatte, ihren Hausgötzen.
Ich
habe gedacht, die haben dann, als sie im guten Land waren, haben sie dann auch diese Götter von den Nationen angebetet oder so.
Nee, das waren sogar Götzen, die waren für sie fast schon wie ihre eigenen, ja, weil sie, das war von ihren Vorvätern her, haben sie den noch
gelesen. Lies doch mal Vers 14. Lies doch mal laut.
So fürchtet nun den Herrn und dient ihm in Aufrichtigkeit und Treue und tut die Götter weg, denen eure Väter jenseits des Stroms und in Ägypten gedient haben. Und die sind
Luther sagt, lasst fahren die Götter, denen eure Väter gedient haben.
Lasst fahren.
Ja, lasst fahren.
This is really... Put away the God.
Ja, sogar denen eure Väter jenseits des Stromes und in Ägypten gedient haben. Also das war noch, als sie noch in Haran gewohnt haben, noch bevor sie Abraham in das Land Kanaan kam. Selbst diesen Göttern haben sie noch gedient.
Also die haben sich nie gelöst.
Völlig, ja.
Es zeigt auch, wie wichtig es ist, wirklich eine klare Entscheidung zu treffen.
Mhm.
Und nicht irgendwelche alten Dinge noch mitzunehmen, weil das holt dich immer wieder ein. Dann.
Ja.
Aber heißt es, die wollten dem Herrn zwar dienen, aber
die Götter nicht dem Tun.
Це означає, що вони хотіли служити Богу перед
цим,
на половину для серця Бога, на половину для Бога, на половину для своїх бошків. А Господь хоче, щоб ми були конкретні для Нього і віддані для Нього.
Ich denke sogar in der anderen zeigt es auch, man gewöhnt sich so schnell an Dinge, ja? die sind einfach so und die übernehmen wir auch, ja, von unseren Vorfahren. Und wir denken, es ist okay, weil der Herr hat bisher nicht groß was dazu gesagt, vielleicht. Ja, oder man denkt, er hat es akzeptiert. Ja.
Gestern auch eine Parallelstelle. Hesekiel 20, 7 und 8. Er sagt da in Vers 6, an jenem Tag erhob ich für sie meine Hand zum Schwur, dass ich sie aus dem Land Ägypten herausführen würde, in ein Land, das ich für sie ausgekundschaftet hatte, das von Milch und Honig überfließt. Und ich sprach zu ihnen, werft die Scheusal weg, an denen eure Augen hängen, und macht euch nicht mit den Götzen Ägyptens unrein. Ich bin der Herr, euer Gott.
Mhm.
Aber sie waren widerspenstig gegen mich und wollten nicht auf mich hören.
Mhm.
Keiner warf die Scheusale weg, an denen seine Augen hingen. Die Götzen Ägyptens verließen sie nicht. Das heißt, sie haben das alles mitgenommen.
Mhm.
Was mich hier schon eine Weile beschäftigt, ist diese Trennung zwischen Vers 1 und 2. Als ich das schon las, hat mich das wirklich Fragen gemacht. Er macht hier ja eine klare Trennung zwischen zwei Arten von Menschen. Nämlich Josua versammelt ja letztendlich alle Israeliten vor sich. Aber er trennt, Josua trennt Vers 1 und dann Vers 2. Ab Vers 2 redet er zum Volk. Aber in Vers 1 sagt er, er berief die Ältesten, seine Häupter, seine Richter und seine Aufseher. Und sie traten vor Gott. Ja. Und dann sagt er, und Josua sprach zu dem ganzen Volk. Das ist für mich noch so eine Sache. Also, wie soll ich sagen, wie wenn er zuerst einen stärkeren Teil, auch einen anführenden Teil, sagen wir mal, präsentiert, der vor Gott tritt. Also, ich bin nur nicht ganz klar, warum das so hier gezeigt wird. Aber auf jeden Fall ist es interessant. Ja.
Mhm.
Und irgendwie kommt es mir vor, ich weiß auch nicht, ob er die jetzt mit anspricht oder ob die separat sind oder weiß ich nicht. Nicht ganz klar. Mir geht es halt darum, es gibt immer in dem Volk Gottes.
Kannst du wieder Englisch sprechen?
Okay.
Can you speak English, maybe?
In the people of God, always there are strong people and weak ones. We have to translate.
Всегда люди Божі є сильні і слабі, і от із цього Бог. Тут є два різних віда. Бог тут написано до народу, бо це там слабі люди, і ще до другої
секції. Especially in the Old Testament, if you see the people of Israel,
бачиш народ,
you can see there are some strong ones,
що є сильні люди,
going the way of the Lord,
які роблять те, що Бог не хоче.
And the main people, the most of them, not going the way of
the Lord.
The way of the Lord.
The way of the Lord. And I think it's the same today. Most of the children of God are going their own way. Sorry to say.
And
really, only a few are seeking what does the Father in the heaven wants from us. What does He want that we have to And this is a real problem all the time. In the Old Testament it's problems, and today it's the same problem. So we have the picture in the Old Testament what we are doing today. And this is a real warning. Not to be the common people doing our own things. And okay, we take the Lord for our needs, it's good, but I'm going my way.
And
when they have problem, they are crying. Problem, problem. No problem, they are going their way. This is what the Lord needs.
Lord Jesus, but I think verse 31 is also really important. Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had known all the works of the Lord which He had done for Israel.
Here you also see the elders.
Who had the elders. 31st. That's super different. So that's not the same verse.
Oh, that's a different translation.
Israel, this one is...
Oh, 21st, okay. I couldn't see.
And I think it's also interesting... that Joshua repeats this whole story. He's not just telling, choose who you want to serve. The Lord or other gods? Just choose. No. Before he asks these questions, he reminds them the whole story.
What God did.
Because we so easily forget what the Lord did. And the people saw, wow, what, how much did God do for our people? He did so great things. And those who saw these great works, they were faithful to God. All their life. But there was later a new generation who did not see all these things. And their heart turned away from the Lord. I think it's written in Judges 3, Maybe we can read it, do you listen more? That's 2,
Vers 8.
Oder
6 schon.
Nee, aber 8.
Das Volk diente dem Herrn alle Tage Josuas und alle Tage der Ältesten, die nach Josua noch länger lebten, die das ganze große Werk des Herrn gesehen hatten, das er für Israel getan
hatte. 2 Vers 10 kommt dann,
Dann starb Josua, der Sohn des Nun, der Knecht des Herrn, 110 Jahre alt, und sie begruben ihn und so,
Und
auch jene ganze Generation wurde zu ihren Vätern versammelt. Und eine andere Generation kam nach ihnen auf, die den Herrn nicht kannte und auch nicht das Werk, das er für Israel getan hatte.
Ja.
Da taten die Söhne Israel, was böse war in den Augen des Herrn.
Judges 2,
mm-hmm. Verse 10.
Verse 10 and 11.
Und ich hatte eben
und sie verließen den Herrn, den
Gott über den Herrn. So
we can.
Andere
Götter nach. Hat ihr jetzt das Stichi Judges? Ja,
ist genau. Хорошо. But у меня по-русски нету.
Ну, она может по-украински. Можешь, Ангелина, для нас читать?
Також усе це покоління було прилучене до батьків своїх, а по них настало інше покоління, що не знало Господа, а також тих діл, які чинив він Ізраїлем. І Ізраїлеві сини чинили зло в Господніх очах і служили Ваалам. І вони покинули Господа Бога батьків своїх, що вивів їх із єгипетського краю, та й пішли за іншими богами, за богами тих народів, що були в їхніх околицях, і вклонялися їм, і гнівили Господа. І покинули вони Господа, та й служили Ваалові та Астартам.
Yeah. Oh Lord. So it is a problem if the next generation don't know these works of the Lord, right? Можешь перевернуть?
Це проблема в тому, що це проблема в тому, що нове покоління не бачить то, що Господь творить.
Yeah. The Lord is invisible.
Бог невидимый.
And how can you serve an invisible God? You don't know. Oh, where is he?
Як ти можеш служити невидимому Богу? Де він є?
You have to realize who he is, that he is living,
Що він живий.
And he can do things which nobody else can do. But the people start to serve things what they can see.
And so I think this is really also the problem we see today.
Mm-hmm.
Our young ones risen in the church. They heard so many things. And this doesn't mean that they have seen it. They heard. It's like I heard so much things in school. I found so much. And it's the same with the scripture. You heard so many things about the church, this and that and that. If you don't see it, it doesn't touch your heart. You don't know the Lord. It's a real problem. So I think the youth conference is a time where the youth you should see something. See, not only hear. So, this is really the burden that you don't only give some message, that they hear another more message.
It's good.
No, they have to see something. If we don't see what the Lord wants from us, how we will be an overcomer. An overcomer you can only be if you have seen something. You don't want to overcome something if you don't have seen for what. I heard I should be overcome. Why?
What's
the meaning? This is a real big point. Every young one has to know the Lord and His plan and His goal and what's the time we are in. Really, we are at the end of this age. But you have to see it. Only to hear it, we are at the end of this age. Okay, okay.
Not so much.
No, you have to see it. I think when Noah was building the ark, he was building and building, and it went on, the ark got bigger and bigger. He was going to the end to finish the ark. So he knew when the ark is finished, there is something to come, the flood. He knew. So at the beginning, he was, well, okay, the bottom, no problem. But when he, the ark went up, 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 and it was near the end, he knew something will come. And we also have to see what 2016 years. We are in the midst, even August of 2016. How long it will go? So the Lord says, be awake. Be sober.
Yes, be modest.
Aber du brauchst halt auch das Herz dafür. Wenn du das Herz nicht hast,
with the heart for this.
Dann tut sich auch nichts. Sie waren halt widerspenstig, schaltstarrig. Und dann sind sie immer wieder zurückgefallen. Und sie haben dann zum Herrn geschrien, der Herr hat ihnen wieder geholfen. Welche äußeren Dinge hat der Herr halt für sie gemacht? Aber in ihrem Herzen hat sich nichts verändert. Und das ist halt ein Problem. Er muss irgendwie unser Herz berühren und einnehmen.
Yeah, because of this we have to seek the Lord. Then he can open our eyes also for him. If it's not interesting for us to know him, we just hear from others and okay, I already know everything what he did. This story is already not interesting for me. But if I don't have the desire, I want to experience myself. That he is like that.
Yes.
Then I cannot go on. Then it's like he says, you cannot serve him. Like Joshua says, then you cannot serve him. Only when you hear from others and don't seek him on your own, you will not serve him.
Yeah. We had the days in the past, we had a fellowship that really in many churches young ones went away in the world, going in the
world.
And we asked us, why does this happen? What's going wrong? What was our failure? We even has to ask us. And one point touched me. We have children's meeting every Sunday. And even we are telling
even such small children the truth. Now in Hitzelinde. So
the children's conference.
The point is, we should be aware not to overload our children in their young age with so many things that are right and is the truth. And they grow up, they know everything in mind. So they come to youth conference and you will tell them something, they are going asleep because they all know.
But it's interesting, some of the young people exactly say this. Yeah, they, on one hand they know, but they're missing the experience. Yeah. They heard about eating the Lord, the church, the spirit, so many things, but they don't know how it works. Yeah. They don't have the experience. And it's frustrating.
Yeah.
Yes. Und dann müssen wir ihnen halt helfen, in die Erfahrung zu kommen.
Допомагати їм переживати, мати досвід.
But I think it's like the song says, it's so important. Don't give up to seek this precious jewel. A jewel is not laying on the ground, yeah, somewhere. You have to seek it. It's good that we cannot just easily go in the shop, we buy it, and okay, I have it. Then it's not so precious. If I seek it long time and find it, then I see, wow, I found it. It's real. Oh, Gaspard.
Aber das Buch, the book of Judges, it was written after Joshua, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it means they went again back to they fallen again from the
north.
Mm-hmm. Why in the cabinet? Chapter
2,
I just read. In 11, you see.
We already read.
Yeah, and then. I wanted to say that in verse 14 it is written here. Заповістив Господній гнів на Ізраїлі, і він дав їх у руку грабіжників, і вони їх грабували, і передав їх у руку навколишніх їхніх ворогів, і вони не могли вже стояти перед своїми ворогами. І у всьому, де вони ходили, Господня рука була проти них на зло, як говорив Бодь Господь, і запрягнувся їм. Він дуже їх тиснув. Yeah, and also before it was reading that Jesus said, okay, I will not, the Lord said, that I will not help them, and so that they would see. Ти можеш було перекладати?
Ти для них перекладаєш?
Я тобі вже кажу.
Окей, можна.
Ну, я почитала вже, я хочу до них говорити.
І я думаю, що...
Вона ж кричить в українську, не та не посетиться з групп.
I think it's good. Ilyusha can translate very good in Ukraine. Yeah, I just wanted to say that the Lord, it's like Ilya said in the beginning, that the Lord led many times even to young people to experience this, that the knowledge doesn't help. And they have some troubles. they start to seek for help. Maybe not first they go to God, to our Lord, but they try by their own strength and this and this and this, and then actually I think sometimes it's not bad what they know. Then they remind, oh, there is living God. There was some situation, my grandmother or my father or in the meeting was said, maybe I can try. So the Lord still can use this to talk to them, but they have to experience this. And only then it can help them. And like here in Judges, he let many things to happen so that they can turn back to him.
Aber es war halt, ihre Grundhaltung hat sich nicht geändert, war.
Sie sind
halt zum Herrn gekommen und der Herr hat ihnen geholfen und dann ging es wieder von vorne los. Irgendwo muss es eine Veränderung hervorbringen in
ihm.
Ein Wunsch, den Herrn zu kennen, um mit dem Herrn voranzugehen.
Проблемы стали, шли в нём.
Alle Muster wieder weiterzumachen. Schrien sie zum Herrn, habe ich vorhin gesagt, und der Ziegen gelesen. Sie schrien zum Herrn und der Herr errettete sie aus ihren
Bedrängnissen.
Und dann sind sie wieder, haben sie wieder ihr eigenes Ding gemacht. Dann hat Gott sie wieder fallen lassen, ja. Dann schrien sie wieder zum Herrn. Dann hat er sie wieder errettet. Dann haben sie wieder ihren eigenen Zent gemacht. Der Herr möchte halt in uns was verändern, ja. Nicht nur, dass wir immer so weitermachen.
Ich sehe halt, I see the great problem is this. I came out of the world. So I was in the world.
You were in Egypt.
I was in Egypt 25 years. Then I made a turn to the Lord. Became a Christian. I got his life. And I knew for this turn, I knew what I was doing. That I was leaving the world, and now I'm going the way of the Lord. I knew very well. Because I thought if I should do so. Really? I knew if I make this turn, it will change my life. I cannot live in the way I lived until this time. I knew it very well. So I was thinking about, should I do or not? And then I made the turn. It was not easy. But I knew now I'm going the way of the Lord with all the consequences. And this was really good. Then I came in a new kingdom. It was a new way of life. And this I'm going until now. But our children don't have this kind of experience. They don't have. They are risen in a family. Both are in the church. Both are believing in the Lord. We raise them up in the scriptures, praying and so on. So it's really not so easy for them to have a day when they give their life. Really, Lord, I give you the life. Right now, you are the one who are saying what I have to do. This day, I take it. Now it's you. If you don't have this day, you are doing your way. Everybody has to have, every young one who has parents, they are believing in the Lord, they need such a day. I don't know in which
year 14, 15, 16, I don't know when.
Ich denke, solche Tage gibt es mehrmals.
No, maybe, but you have a first day of this. It's not with the age of 6 years. You cannot tell me. Genau.
Ja. Du entscheidest dich für den Herrn und in der Taufe machst du ja auch eine Entscheidung. Aber die Zeit geht weiter und du musst wieder eine Entscheidung machen. Ja, mit 18 oder so.
Aber час продовжується, наприклад, з 18 чи там
16. I knew I made the turn and then I have always to consecrate it. I know it, but this big turn, it has to be in your mind that now I'm giving my whole life to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And then, afterwards, I come back to this day and I say, Lord, at the day I gave my whole life to you, so I correct it. I come back. Maybe I went away. So I have to come back to this one. Really? But this should be a day I say, Lord, my whole life, all what I have, all what I think, all what I do, I give it to you. If you do not so, I think the enemy can grasp you.
Yeah.
Really? I'm sure.
Mit was?
Yeah.
And if you made it one time with all your heart and very honestly, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Then you are on the side of the Lord, and He can say you gave your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, right, Lord. And even if I go back to the world, He can call me. Hello. You gave me. You left me. Where are you? So I can change. Oh Lord, I forgot. Sorry, come back.
It is much.
And actually, also the people of Israel had such a day in this moment. This is Joshua 24. Yeah. They said, yeah, we want to serve the Lord. Joshua said, no, you cannot. When you still have God and your gods, you cannot. He's an holy God. He's a jealous God.
I'm getting confused, but I got the main point. Він їм сказав, дивіться, от так є, і вони казали, да, ми хочемо служити Господу, але тоді він їм об'яснив, що ви не можете служити йому за того, що ви служите всяким другим богам теж.
Joshua didn't want only the people say, yeah, we want to serve the Lord. Why he says, no, you cannot serve the Lord? Because he wants to show them, if it's not with all your heart, you can save, but forget it. You cannot. He will destroy you one day. He cannot see it. Because your heart is half for idols and half for him, for God. He will not accept it. When you want to serve him, do away all the idols. Then only serve him. And the people said, yes, we want this. We don't want all the other gods. We don't want them. And it you showed this rod or what you put it. It's like a point of memory. Yeah. And this is what they did here. They made a point of memory here. It's in. We can read from 24 to 27, yeah? Читай по-українськи. Joshua, Isus Navin, 24 глава, 24 стих, 27 или 28. Это. Можеш?
І сказав народ до Ісуса: «Господи, Боги нашого, ми будемо служити, а голосу Його будемо слухатися». Сказав Ісус заповіта, склав Ісус заповіта з народом того дня і дав йому постанови та закони в Сихемі. І написав Ісус ці слова в книзі Божого закону, і взяв великого каменя та й поставив його там під тим дубом, що Господній святині. І сказав Ісус до всього народу: «Ось цей камінь буде для нас на свідчення». Бо він чув усі Господні слова, що він говорив з нами, і він буде на вас за свідка, щоб ви не вириклися, вашого Бога. І відпустив Ісус народ кожного до спадку його.
Joshua didn't want that the people forget this day. And he put a stone as a memory, witness. And it's good if we have such a day when we say, Lord, I want to serve you and obey you. It's good. We can come back to this point. We can remember. I said,
and I say, you cannot command it in a youth conference.
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't work. You can do. They all will
say, no,
nod their head. Yes,
we will not consecrate us.
No. You have to do it for your own.
Mm-hmm.
In your chamber.
Mm-hmm.
It must be honest, not because 50 all knock the heads, I will knock the head also.
It doesn't work. It doesn't help.
It's the same as here. Yes, we do it.
So так само, як вони там казали.
No, we don't.
Ні. Так не зробили.
In the youth conference we can tell all the young ones to do it.
Not
yet. I would say not yet. Do it not yet. Maybe if you want, go in the forest and do it. But it must be from your heart, not because now big atmosphere and we will do it. I'm old enough, I know it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So I will prevent it to do so.
Каже, він би сказав, що робіть це, але не робіть зараз в цей момент, а підіть.
I was 26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Taiwan, in Taipei.
Mm-hmm.
There was the big preacher in the front of us all. We are all young ones coming from on the whole earth. Europe, Asia, USA. So he was telling us
gospel.
Do the gospel in Africa. And so on, he made a big message. And at the end, who wants to go to Africa after we finished here?
You stood up.
I stood up.
Oh, have you been in Africa?
So, 1 week later, the next came for Asia, the next message giver. So, we same message. Who will preach in Asia?
Come on. You will stand up also.
I stood up for America and for Africa. For Europe and the whole world.
І вони вставали на кожен, знаєш, типу, я буду в Африці.
Я буду.
А потім, я буду в Азії.
It was the atmosphere. It was also my heart. But I never was in Africa.
Я вставати, я казав, я піду, але я не пішов.
So, I know what I'm speaking about.
It was also with me on when I was
16.
I was on the Yuko, actually it was my third Yuko. In the I speak English. And on the last meeting, I remember. I stood up and I said, "Lord, I want to consecrate me to you 100%."
Yes, yeah.
And I said it
honestly.
I still remember.
Yeah.
I remember I said it.
I always said it honestly to go to every kind.
Yes, God said it.
But it was not a point in my heart. Somehow, my heart was not ready. This moment, many things changed. Actually, it started to change, but it was already some years later when I really, in my chamber, decided to give me 100% for the Lord. And this was a much bigger change in me. And to this I can come back. But, yeah. It's good. We need such a point in our life. Yeah.
And I think it is the going through the Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is not going to the Red Sea.
Yeah.
So there's a difference between the baptism and the later on experience.
Yeah.
And if you go through the Jordan, then you are going into the good land.
Yeah.
Fighting. Went through first fight.
Mm-hmm.
Jericho.
And this is, I also believe, this is this moment in your life when you realize this.
Joshua had said, "Ich und mein Haus, wir wollen dem Herrn dienen."
And Joshua said, "Me and my house, we want to serve the Lord."
Egal, wie die anderen sich entscheiden. Er hat ja gesagt, ihr könnt euch für die Götzen entscheiden oder für Gott.
He said, "Doesn't matter how the others decide."
Aber ich und mein Haus, das ist klar. Wir wollen dem Herrn dienen.
You can serve your idols, you can serve this or that, but me and my house, we want to serve the Lord.
So, it's late, I think it's good enough.
Dann erwähnt euch heute, wen ihr wählen wollt.
Jens gesagt, choose today whom you want to serve.
Jens gesagt, сьогодні ми маємо вибрати,
кого,
кому ми будемо служити.
Добре фраги, so kommt der plötzliche Eliasa in der letzten Vers, 33 der Herr.
But she has a question, why in verse 33, Eliasa, the high priest, actually, it was the high priest, it was the son of Aaron,
I don't know what
Aaron, in 33, she wonders why Eliezer is mentioned here. Why Joshua ends with him? Joshua with the Tod Eliezer. Well, I think it shows that this was this generation who saw all this work. It died. He came also out from Egypt. He was, as a high priest, important to help the people following the Lord. But here you see this generation
died.
And also the high priest of this generation died. So it's a matter of generations also.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So
all the time.
Klinie тоже на на.
Und was ich auch schön finde, die Terebinth, der Stein wurde aufgerichtet unter den Terebinthen, die bei dem Heiligtum des Herrn stehen. Diese Hingabe war im Haus des Herrn festgemacht. Ist nicht irgendwo, wenn wir uns 100% lesen, dann ist es auch für das Haus Gottes.
Amen.
Das ist wunderbar, dass das Haus hier nicht vernachlässigt wird. Я сказал, что это тоже интересно. С